Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The first cross-country meets taking place in the coverage area last night. The West Delaware Hawk girls and boys traveling down to Mount Vernon to take part in that large meet hosted by Mount Vernon Lisbon on the Mount Vernon High School campus. On the girls' side, Dubuque Hempstead was first with 33 points. Second was Mount Vernon Lisbon with 63. Ames was third. North Scott fourth. Marion fifth. Center Point Urbana sixth. Benton Community seventh. West Delaware Hawks with 221 came in eighth. Ninth was Davenport North. 10th was Vinton Shelsburg, and 11th was Louisa Muscatine. Individually on the girls' side, 175 runners participating. First place went the Lords Mason of Mount Vernon, a senior who ran at 1850.6. For the Hawks, coming in 44th place was sophomore Josie McMahon with a 2418.7. Emma Hogan, a junior, finished 55th. She ran a 2458.9. Junior Izzy Schmitz, 58th place with a 2526.7. On the boys' side, Dubuque Hempstead also won with 50 points. Urbandale was second with 53. With 60 was Marion. Good for third. Fourth place, Mount Vernon Lisbon. Ames was fifth. Center Point Urbana sixth. North Scott seventh. Vinton Shelsburg eighth. West Delaware with 251 points came in ninth. 10th was Davenport North. 11th, Benton Community. And 12th, Louisa Muscatine. Individually, the top time was 1555 flat, performed by Marion senior Jediah Osgood. 255 individual runners for the boys' race. West Delaware Zach Winger, the junior, ran it 1833.9, good for 30th place. Coming in 56 was junior Evan Cartman, who ran a 1928.5. Edco Cross Country hosting an invitational yesterday at the Woods Edge Golf Course in Edgewood. On the girls' side, South Winneshiek was the top team with 52 points. Beckman was second with 59. Sumner Fred third. Central Cater fourth with 88 points. MFL Marmack fifth. Lansing Key sixth. Starmont West Central with 207 was 7th, Albertette 8th, Dunkerton 9th, and Waterloo West came in number 10. 114 girls runners. Number 1 was Billy Wagner, a senior from South Wind. She ran a 2017.40. Beckman Jr., Julia Mertz, was 3rd with a 2108.07. Her teammate, junior Maria Cruzzi, was 5th with a 2205.65. Beckman senior Abby Napper was 9th, 2257.29. Beckman junior Maria Dunzik was 11th with a 2321.44. Edco sophomore Ellie Kirby was 13th. She ran a 2331.85. Viking junior Brooke Amling was 19th with a 2405.46. Also in the top 30 was sophomore Natalie Hamlet, 29th place from Starmont West Central with a 2546.33. On the boys' side, Waterloo West winning it with a wide margin, 33 points for them. Second place with 104 was Clayton Ridge. Third, Starmont West Central with 124. Fourth was South Wind. Sumner Fred in fifth. MFL Marmack in sixth. Beckman took seventh with 150 points. Albertette was 8th, Postville 9th, Central Cater 10th, and Dunkerton came in 11th. 123 runners on the boys' side. The top spot went to Charlie Seek. First place from Starmont West Central, the senior, ran a 1654.95. Seek's teammate, another senior from Starmont West Central, Lane German, was 12th place with a 1920.35. Beckman freshman Andrew Schlarman, 19th place, 1943.08. And Blazer freshman Adam Gall was 22nd with a 1950.55. In coverage area volleyball from last night, Anamosa fell to Vinton Shelsburg 2-0 at the Vinton Shelsburg quad. Anamosa picked up two W's on the night as they took down Midland 2-0 and Benton Community 2-1. Cascade traveled up to Monona and blanked MFL Marmack 3-0. East Buchanan was swept on the road down in Lisbon, falling to the Lions 2-0. And Western Dubuque with a hard-fought win 3-2 over Linmar on the road last night. To the Major League Baseball scorecard, interleague flavor, quite a few games. The Giants beat the Tigers 3-1. Mets fall to the Yankees 4-2. Colorado got past Texas 7-6. It was Arizona 7, Kansas City 3. The A's fall to the Marlins 5-3, with Seattle 4, Washington 2, Cleveland over San Diego 3-1. In the AL, Tampa Bay 11, Angels 1, Toronto 9, Boston 3, White Sox fall to the Orioles 5-3. It was Houston 4, Minnesota 2. In the National League, the Cubbies got past the Cardinals 2-0 yesterday in Game 1 of a doubleheader, then got hammered last night in the nightcap 13-3. It was the Braves over the Pirates 6-1, Phillies 7, Reds 6, and the Brewers fall to the Dodgers 10-1. In the WNBA playoffs, it was Chicago 90, New York 72. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.